Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hi, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Jayla Nicholas, and today we're talking to Maya 2960. She narrated the story of Shirley Chisholm, the first black woman elected to the United States Congress. If you haven't heard that inspiring episode, make sure to give that a listen first. Don't worry, we'll wait for you. Hi, Maya. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us a little bit of what you do?
I'm Maya, also known as Maya 2960 on TikTok. And I am an influencer, but I mostly post about politics, voting, things that are happening in life, things that are happening in current events. I encourage a bunch of my followers to not only register to vote, but also sign up to be poll workers, trying to get people active and caring about what's happening, and also educating people in a fun and entertaining way. So that's kind of a little bit about what I do.
What has inspired you to use the internet to spread awareness on issues around the world?
I'm always amazed when a meme or a funny video or something can spread to millions and millions of people in such a short amount of time. And I think that if something so irrelevant in the grand scheme of human history can utilize the internet so effectively, why can't we also use the internet to make positive change in society? If we can use the internet for really seemingly irrelevant things that don't actually impact our lives, we should also be able to use the internet for things that have major influence on our lives, like voting and elections.
You brought us the story of Shirley Chisholm, the first black woman elected to the United States Congress. What about her story inspires you?
I really think not only how young she was, but also her persistence in a time when the vast majority of people in power wanted her to sit down and shut up, and she refused to do either. Personally, I get a lot of, oh, little girl, you don't know what you're talking about type comments in my comment section, and very insulting things, degrading things, demeaning things, bullying, that kind of a thing. And it would be very easy to just stop being vocal and stop trying to make the world a better place. It would be very easy to just sit down and shut up, but Shirley faced so many more institutional and societal challenges and still made such a big mark on our country and on the history of the world in general, that I don't think people saying that you shouldn't, or that you are too young or too female or too queer or too anything, that's not a good enough reason for you not to do something.
You have a pretty big online following, and you create a lot of content that brings awareness to issues like homelessness, climate change, and politics. Could you tell us more about the thought process that goes into creating this kind of content?
I feel like it's almost my civic duty to bring awareness and attention to things that are happening in the world and people who are struggling and climate change and politics and encouraging people to vote, because the more people who follow me, the bigger of an impact I can have. So it almost feels immoral for me to not speak out about these things. It's almost second nature. I don't really think about it very much. There's not much of a thought process. It's more of a reflex for me. If I see something bad that's happening, or if somebody brings something to my attention, I have a lot of followers who send me videos and like articles and stuff, or like, hey, I don't know if you saw this, but like, this is a really cool thing, or like, this is really horrible. Maybe you should talk about this.
For girls who are interested in becoming activists and speakers on topics important to them, what advice do you have for them?
There's so many things that I want to say to them. I think the most important is don't give up. AOC said, in order for one of us to make it through, 100 of us have to try. So if you want to try, do it. Just go for it. The other thing is that no matter what you do in this world, there will be people who disagree, who want to tear you down. No matter the topic, the angle, the political party, the anything, there are going to be people who are disagreeing with you who want to make you sit down and shut up. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of my favorite Rebel Girls, said it best. She said, I'm never going to please all of the people all of the time. Accepting the fact that there are always going to be people who don't like you, who want you to stop doing what you're doing, and coming to terms with that and still doing what you want to do anyway is the best advice that I can give you.
If you could go back to when you were a kid and give yourself a piece of advice, what would it be?
I would say just don't care about what other people think. There were so many times as a child when I was so worried about if I was wearing the right things, or if my hair was too curly or too straight, if I was going to fit in. And now I can't, for the life of me, remember why I cared. And it's kind of a freeing feeling as an adult, but as a kid, you get so caught up in it because that's your whole life. And now people who would say, oh, your clothes are too baggy, or oh, you don't have the right makeup or the right whatever, now I don't remember their names or their faces or anything, and they're completely not a part of my life. I wish that I wouldn't have given them so much thought and attention at the time, and I wish I would have just been able to be myself more wholly, more holistically. I wish I would have been able to be my honest self more of the time.
And finally, Maya, what makes you a Rebel Girl?
Well, for me, a Rebel Girl is somebody who isn't afraid to color outside the lines and isn't afraid to stand up and speak up, and also isn't afraid to deal with the consequences of doing so. Or even if you are afraid, I've been afraid before, like people commenting and saying, messaging me horrible, cruel things and saying what they want to do to me and my family and stuff. Like, that's terrifying. But setting that aside and understanding that it's worth it to make the world a better place and use your voice, and that no matter what you do, you will never be able to please all of the people all of the time. And accepting that and still speaking your mind and making the world a better place anyway is what I think makes me a Rebel Girl.
That's awesome. Thank you, Maya. And thank you for listening. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and share it with all of your friends. Catch you next time. Stay Rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.